Welcome to the Wednesday Gathering, a live Christian Science teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to all. We're delighted that you've joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer, our web address is prayerfulgathering.com. Within the tall, narrow box on the right-hand side of the page, click on the link labeled Follow the Meeting, which provides the order of service along with links to the words of the hymns and other information. We have muted everyone's phone to help eliminate background noise, thereby enabling a clearer connection. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press star 2 and your phone will be unmuted. Only the healing message portion of this meeting is recorded for public use so that individuals around the world may have the opportunity to listen at their convenience. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive. Now let's begin this Wednesday gathering today with singing hymn number 311. I shall read all of the verses before we join in song, and a reminder that the link to this words of the hymn are on our website on the Order of Service page, and I haven't been able to access those myself, but hopefully some of you can access the current ones, hymn number 311. So brightly burns love's holy glow, so constant shines its light, that none can claim he doth not know the pathway through the night. For see, 'tis lit by love divine to trace for us his wise design. The lambs who wander by the way, he taketh in his arm, for in the darkness they did stray, unconscious of their harm. So cometh he to all who roam, to lead them safely, surely home. To God, then praises let us sing with glad and willing mind, for all the gifts his hand doth bring to us and all mankind. For ever doth his gift of love pour warmth and radiance from above. Hymn number 311. Once again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is clear direction, not confusion. The hymns are 311, 116, and 136. I shall be reading from the Authorized or King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Psalms. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Our fathers trusted in thee. They trusted, and thou didst deliver them. They cried unto thee, and were delivered. They trusted in thee, and were not confounded. Thou which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shall quicken me again, and shalt bring me up again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness, and comfort me on every side. Isaiah. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, and maketh it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. The city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up, that no man may come in. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. Jeremiah, to whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Do they provoke me to anger, saith the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to the confusion of their own faces? But this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts and by the sword. Behold, I will bring it health and cure. I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. O Lord, correct me, but with judgment. Exodus. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And the Lord said, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with thee. And Moses said unto the Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, but I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. And the Lord said unto him, who hath made man's mouth? Now therefore go, and I will be with thy mouth, and teach thee what thou shalt say. Job. And Job spake and said, I am full of confusion. Surely I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. I would know the words which he would answer me, and understand what he would say unto me. Behold, I go forward, but he is not there, and backward, but I cannot perceive him. On the left hand where he doth work, but I cannot behold him. He hideth himself on the right hand that I cannot see him. But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desireth, even that he doeth. For he performeth the thing that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. Hear, I beseech thee, and I will speak. I will demand of thee, and declare thou unto me. I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. 1 Corinthians. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified, but he that judgeth me is the Lord. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. Isaiah, thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand, and when ye turn to the left. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. Matthew, occupy till I come. And now from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Occupy till I come. Moses, a corporeal mortal, moral courage. Moses advanced a nation to the worship of God in spirit instead of matter, and illustrated the grand human capacities of being bestowed by immortal mind. Mortal existence is an enigma. Every day is a mystery. The testimony of the corporeal senses cannot inform us what is real and what is delusive, but the revelations of Christian Science unlock the treasures of truth. The higher false knowledge builds on the basis of the evidence obtained from the five corporeal senses, the more confusion ensues, and the more certain is the downfall of its structure. Before human knowledge dipped to its depths into a false sense of things, into belief in material origins which discard the one mind and true source of being, it is possible that the impressions from truth were as distinct as sound, and that they came as sound to the primitive prophets. Sound is a mental impression made on mortal belief. The ear does not really hear. Divine Science reveals sound as communicated through the senses of soul, through spiritual understanding. This soul sense comes to the human mind when the latter yields to the divine mind. Such intuitions reveal whatever constitutes and perpetuates harmony, enabling one to do good, but not evil. Job said, I have heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eye seeth thee. All we correctly know of spirit comes from God, divine principle, and is learnt through Christ and Christian Science. If this science has been thoroughly learnt and properly digested, we can know the truth more accurately than the astronomer can read the stars or calculate an eclipse. The science of music governs tones. If mortals caught harmony through material sense, they would lose harmony if time or accident robbed them of material sense. To be master of chords and discords, the science of music must be understood. Left to the decisions of material sense, music is liable to be misapprehended and lost in confusion. Controlled by belief instead of understanding, music is, must be, imperfectly expressed. So man, not understanding the science of being, thrusting aside his divine principles, incomprehensible, is abandoned to conjectures, left in the hands of ignorance, placed at the disposal of illusions, subjected to material sense, which is discord. A discontented, discordant mortal is no more a man than discord is music. The authentic history of Caspar Hauser is a useful hint as to the frailty and inadequacy of mortal mind. It proves beyond a doubt that education constitutes this so-called mind, that in turn, mortal mind manifests itself in the body by the false sense it imparts. Incarcerated in a dungeon where neither sight nor sound could reach him, at the age of 17, Caspar was still a mental infant, crying and chattering with no more intelligence than a babe, and realizing Tennyson's description, an infant crying in the night, an infant crying for the light and with no language but a cry. His case proves material sense to be but a belief, formed by education alone. The light, which affords us joy, gave him a belief of intense pain. His eyes were inflamed by the light. After the babbling boy had been taught to speak a few words, he asked to be taken back to his dungeon and said that he should never be happy elsewhere. Outside of dismal darkness and cold silence, he found no peace. Every sound convulsed him with anguish. All that he ate, except his black crust, produced violent retchings. All that gives pleasure to our educated senses gave him pain through those very senses, trained in an opposite direction. The point for each one to decide is whether it is mortal mind or immortal mind that is causative. By conceding power to discord, a large majority of doctors depress mental energy, which is the only real recuperative power. The admission that any bodily condition is beyond the control of mind disarms man, prevents him from helping himself, and enthrones matter through error. To those struggling with sickness, such admissions are discouraging, as much so as would be the advice to a man who is down in the world that he should not try to rise above his difficulties. Knowledge that we can accomplish the good we hope for stimulates the system to act in the direction which mind points out. Are material means the only refuge from fatal chances? Accidents are unknown to God or immortal mind, and we must leave the mortal basis of belief and unite with the one mind in order to change the notion of chance to the proper sense of God's unerring direction, and thus bring out harmony. When we wait patiently on God and seek truth righteously, He directs our path. And this concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now, let's join together first in silent prayer and then pray aloud collectively the Lord's Prayer, and this will be followed by, understand, by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Just like to say something about the background of the readings. I chose them because they seem to relate to all the different Occupy movements that have been cropping up all over the world, actually, both in America and in Canada and in Britain and Europe, Australia, everywhere, it seems, a lot of different places. And I'm not sure about elsewhere, but here in Canada, the news reports have characterized these Occupy demonstrations as a bit confusing, because people don't have a sense of really their people. There's people are there for different reasons, and they're not ever. Nobody's quite sure exactly what is being protested. Although yes, corporate greed and yes, bad government and things like that, and that seems to be above the common theme. But there are a lot of ramifications to that, and so I thought that what's needed here to handle this sense of confusion is a clear direction, turning to the one mind, to know that there is just one mind, and that mind does not give confusing directions, but clear directions. And that in this applies to our individual lives, it also applies to our thoughts about government, our thoughts about the economy, and about our thoughts about corporations. And sometimes we tend to have either too positive or too negative thoughts about material institutions. But really, that's where we need to let the spiritual direction kick in and not just be so wrapped up in our thoughts about our own views on human institutions, business or government or whatever, that we neglect to ask, well, how does God see the world? How does God see us? How does God see his creation? And I think it came to me that we really need to appeal to the divine mind and not human governments or human institutions for this sense of clear direction. Because if we see God as in control of everyone and everything, then our experience will manifest what we're seeing, how we're seeing how God sees. And to me, that's extremely important. By the way, I should just correct Occupy Till I Come. I threw that in at the last moment. It is from Luke, not Matthew, so my apologies. Anyway, it does seem to relate very much to the Occupy demonstrations that are going on today.
Thank you, John.